The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And if you've been listening to this program any length of time at all, you know I try my best to encourage all of us to evaluate the news from a biblical perspective. In fact, if I were to try to describe the intent, the purpose of this program in one sentence, it would be looking at current events through a biblical perspective or a biblical worldview. And that's what I try to do myself. And I said earlier, I will never tell you what to think, but I will try to help teach you how to think. And for the most part, that is to interpret what's going on from a biblical world view. Well, we are we're being exposed to all kinds of new terms that either we never used, maybe they were around but we never used them, or maybe they're brand new. Social distancing. When did we ever hear about social distancing? Well, I guess when Joy and I were back at Bob Jones, there was a lot of social distancing, but I don't think it was called that. Anyway, social distancing. But another one is the cancel culture. The cancel culture. Now, what is the cancel culture? That is trying to cancel a good portion, if not most, of our history and act like it didn't exist. And if we can cancel our history, then everybody will be happier. It's like if we could just get rid of all of the Confederate statues all across the South, everyone would be happier. Really? Taking down a statue? Yes! It would be like the Civil War never happened. It'd be like slavery never happened if we could just cancel the culture. Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. So we got to take down all the Thomas Jefferson statues and not even mention Thomas Jefferson. If we could just cancel that, we could change the future if we could just change the past. Christopher Columbus. Now, taking down that statue in front of City Hall, whew, that is going to make things so much better. And as I've already told you, I said this last week. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Mayor Ginther in Columbus announced that the statue of Christopher Columbus was going to come down. Why? Because he honestly believed in his heart of hearts that this was the right thing to do. Are you serious? If that was the case, he would have done a long time ago. So why do you do it now? Because a small percentage of radicals insisted that he do it. And I told you last week, it never works to appease the radicals. It's never enough. Never, never, never. Once you start going down that road of trying to appease the radicals, and I don't care what their radical purpose is, whether they're radically right or radically left, you can never appease the radicals. And they will turn on you in a heartbeat. So, last week, Mayor Ginther kowtowed to a tiny percentage of radicals in Columbus who said, yeah, take down the statue, take down the statue. Okay, will you leave me alone then? Sure. Will you be happy then? Yes. So all I got to do is take down the statue of Christopher Columbus? Yeah. Okay. Hey, this is Mayor Ginther. I am announcing we are taking down the statue of Christopher Columbus. And he probably went home and thought, phew, I am so glad that's over. I have given in to their demands, and now they're going to leave me alone. Did you see the news? Right after he announced, in an effort to appease the radicals, that he was going to take down the statue of Christopher Columbus, guess what? Those same people went to his house, his private residence, and demonstrated, yelled, shout, beat on drums, asking for his resignation. Like I said, you don't appease the radicals. You do what's right. You just do what's right. Now, this cancel culture is going crazy. For instance, a Teddy Roosevelt statue, the Rough Rider, Teddy Roosevelt, that has stood at the entrance to the Museum of Natural History in Manhattan since 1940, is going to come down. Teddy Roosevelt. And then, you think that's bizarre? In San Francisco, a group of rioters tore down the statue of Ulysses S. Grant. Why? Well, because he was a president of the United States, and we know that all white presidents are racist. And so they tore down the statue of Ulysses S. Grant. Problem. He was the 18th president of the United States, but he was a leader of the Union Army who helped defeat the Confederacy. He fought against slavery. But see, the radicals don't care. They tried to tear down a statue of Winston Churchill because they said he was a racist. Now, as I said, let's try to interpret things from a biblical point of view. Does the cancel culture fit with a biblical point of view? All right, well, what would we do with a statue of David, King David? Well, he was an adulterer. He was a murderer. He had some really, really serious family problems. His own son tried to kill him and overthrow him. So we couldn't have a statue of David. Oh, but the Bible says he was a man after God's own heart. Could we have a statue of Jacob? Well, his very name meant the deceiver. No, no. What about a statue of Peter? Saint Peter! Well, he denied Jesus. I never heard of the blankety-blank so-and-so, so he certainly couldn't have a statue of Peter. What about Paul? Well, Paul was a persecutor of the church. He was responsible for the murder of who knows how many Christians. What about Moses? Well, he murdered a man too, and, well, he had some real character flaws. Do you get the point? According to the culture, or the cancel culture, the greatest heroes of the faith in the Bible, we could not have statues or recognize their leadership. If we had a statue of David, have to come down. Jacob, have to come down. Peter, have to come down. Paul, have to come down. Moses has to come down. In fact, almost every leader in Scripture, according to the philosophy of this cancel culture, would have to tear down all of those statues. And Martin Luther King Jr., if you look deeply into his personal life, deeply flawed. Great man, accomplished great things, but his personal life, deeply flawed. What about John F. Kennedy? And I think I mentioned this on Friday. We would have to rename the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. If you look at his personal life, oh my goodness, was he flawed. Do any of these cancel culture mandates of taking down this statue and that statue, does it really accomplish anything? Absolutely nothing. Does it ignore the positive things that these heroes of the past did? Yes. It's completely unrealistic, unproductive, and extremely divisive.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, Donald Trump went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and simply because the president was there, half of Tulsa is going to die. They are. Half of the city of Tulsa is going to die. Okay, that might be a mild exaggeration to what the news media is reporting, but it's not too far off. Listen to this. I am not making this up. I wanted to make sure that this was not a parody site, and evidently it is not. This is from Newsweek. Yes, Newsweek. Here is the headline. Now, again, I'm not making this up. Headline: Oklahoma reports highest ever daily COVID-19 cases after Trump Tulsa rally. What? It usually takes 7 to 14 days after exposure to show symptoms. 7 to 14 days. Trump was there on Saturday. Headline: Oklahoma. Not just Tulsa, the entire state. So get this. Just because Donald Trump came to Tulsa, the entire state of Oklahoma is going to die, not just Tulsa. I read this and I thought, this has got to be the Babylon Bee, or this has got to be the Onion. No, this is Newsweek. Oklahoma reports highest ever daily COVID-19 cases after Trump Tulsa rally. Here's the story. Cases of the novel coronavirus in Oklahoma continue to climb, with the state reporting a record 478 new infections on June 21st, the highest daily case count since the outbreak began. The latest spike was seen one day after President Donald Trump's rally was held Saturday in Tulsa, the county seat of Tulsa County. Can I read that to you again? Just so you know, I'm not making it up. The latest spike was seen one day, after President Donald Trump's rally was held Saturday in Tulsa. Don't they know that it takes 7 to 14 days for you to see symptoms and so forth? That scientifically speaking, a spike the day after Trump was there could not possibly have anything to do with Donald Trump. What do they care? My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Speaking to Newsweek, an epidemiologist, public health scientist at the Harvard Chan School of Public Health said, quote, "I do think there is a high risk of the Trump rally in Tulsa, increasing risk of further spreading the virus." Last week, a physician and an infectious disease specialist at the University of Oxford's Said Business School told Newsweek, "If you tried to design a super spreader event for COVID-19, it would look like one of these rallies. It's perfectly designed to foster the spread of a respiratory virus. I worry about the risk to attendees, to their loved ones, and to the president." Now, here's the hysterical part of this. The attendance was much, 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 much less than what they anticipated. I think the arena could hold like 19,000. I think 9,000 actually showed up. So before the rally, the mainstream media was going, that place is going to be filled and it's going to be a breeding ground for the virus and they're all going to die just because of the president. Then when a crowd half of what was anticipated actually showed up, that must have been so embarrassing for the president to have such a small crowd. Must have been absolutely humiliating for the president. Oh, my goodness. Folks, listen. You have to be entertained. You have to laugh at this nonsense or you'll go crazy. I mean, seriously, you have to laugh at this or you will go totally bonkers. So, to help your mental health and to give you a laugh today, let me again read to you the headline from today's Newsweek. Oklahoma, and again, the entire state, not just Tulsa. Oklahoma reports highest ever daily COVID-19 cases after Trump Tulsa rally. This man has such power. He has the power not only to infect the people at his rally in Tulsa, he has the power to infect the entire state. And not only that, he has the power to defy epidemiological science. His power is so great that people can actually be infected in less than 24 hours when before that, you know, it took 7 to 14 days. Wow, that man is powerful. Like I said, you gotta laugh.